Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Welcome and thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're going to be talking about the very enjoyable pastime of many of our listeners, many folks who come to Delaware to retire, and that is travel. We'll be talking about how and why we enjoy traveling. We'll be talking to a very interesting guest. We'll be talking to Annette Stellhorn, the founder and president of Accent on Travel, in our next segment. But I'm here with my wife, Joyce, and we're going to be talking about travel. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Len. Nice to be with you.
Always nice to be with you. And we're not traveling today, but we might be soon. So I'd like to just talk and kind of reminisce about our travel experiences and what we enjoyed and why we enjoyed and where we may want to go. So I just wanted to bring up one of our really very, very fun trips. I'm not going to say it was our most memorable one, but a very, very fun trip when we went cruising in the Mediterranean. In the Eastern Mediterranean, we were in the Greek islands, we visited Turkey, and just had a really wonderful time. And I think you agree with me, that was really one of our really, really fun vacations.
Yes, that definitely was the number one memory that I had for our travel adventures. I loved going on the cruise. I loved the cruise line, Carnival. It was a beautiful staircase, and I remember getting our pictures taken on there, taken on the staircase, and how beautiful the different islands were, visiting Italy and Santorini and jumping in the Aegean Sea. That was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I think here, why do people enjoy, or why do we enjoy travel? What about travel makes it really so so drawing and I'll say invigorating? We'll maybe even use the word intoxicating. What about travel makes it really as amazing as it is for folks who enjoy it?
Well, I think it starts off with seeing the pictures and just kind of luring you to see them in person with your own eyes. And I think that started a lot of, interest in seeing these places and just being there to experience it all.
I think I agree. I think just the idea of experiencing something is really what the draw and the attraction is. This wasn't really, I'll say, a big trip, but I do remember when I went out to the out west to the desert part of the country out in Arizona for the first time. I'm from the Northeast, and I'm very much used to the trees, the both the the maples and the oaks, and the colorful trees in the fall, and the pine trees, and so I'm used to that topography and those types of plant species. And when I went to the desert, Arizona, I saw cactus for the first time, and just brown hills. I just thought, man, this is so different and so cool. And just to walk and, experience and go on the trails and, maybe touch, the different cactus plants. Obviously, I have to be very careful. It was such a different world. I felt like I just stepped into a different world. And it's interesting because you had a completely different experience living in California, a large part of life. And when you came out east the first time, you saw, trees in the fall. What was your experience with that?
Yeah, so living in California, you know, the weather is pretty constant there, but you don't really get to see a lot of foliage. And when I moved to Tennessee, I went out in the September time, and it was full of all the colors changing as I, you know, was experiencing the fall weather. And just the beauty of seeing the trees and going along the hills and viewing that for the first time was just wonderful.
You know, that's so interesting because I've seen that my whole life. And so for me, you know, it's still pretty, still gorgeous, and I still like to see that, but it's a little more commonplace. And so I think really what the wonder of travel is those new experiences, those new sensations that we haven't experienced before, and how it just is thrills. It thrills our senses. So I think that's really one thing, but I'm actually surprised that you said that the cruise was the most memorable experience. You think? I think you know which one I'm talking about. The most wonderful trip that I thought you would have pointed to is when you were celebrating your birthday. I'm not sure I should say how old you were then. Should I say that?
Of course.
Okay. When you had your 60th birthday, we went to a vacation trip out to Prague, the Czech Republic. Talk a little bit about that, because that was also a very wonderful trip, but it was wonderful for a different reason, which I think is the second reason why people love travel.
Yes, it was wonderful because it was a combination of not only celebrating my 60th birthday, but being able to experience that with my children. It was just a great memory to experience with the ones that you love. And it was great. We got to see our son who was in the military at the time. We had a chance to visit our son in Germany and Belgium and Luxembourg. And the kids even went up to Amsterdam for some time together. And then meeting in Prague was beautiful, seeing that bridge, and we even got a painting of it to bring home to remember that memory.
So those mementos mean a lot. And I'm partial to paintings and in artwork. I just love to capture a piece of artwork from the area that we visit, something that really, like I say, captures an essence of that area. And we did get a really beautiful painting by a local artist that was amazing. So for me, I think that a big part of that travel experience, in addition to that sensation or that stimulating your senses, is really doing something with friends and family, people that you love. And I think that is a incredibly important part of travel. Although I do know there are many folks who travel alone and they enjoy that, but that connecting with people in a different place and experiencing something really wonderful together, I think is extraordinarily special. I don't know if you can point to some ongoing memories or relationships you've had with your children or our children from that trip.
Yeah, and it's like a memory that you can create future memories from. And I'm saying, like, all the pictures that we took from that trip, my kids used that to give me a picture album for that memory. And I think just that sharing and valuing that time together in reflection and sharing the pictures just continues that memory and solidifies it.
It builds the relationships and really it really really re-cements those experiences mm-hmm. in traveling. So let's talk a little bit about where we might want to travel in the future. And I should probably say I've had the privilege and the fortune to have visited all 50 states. I've been all 50 states, and that's been kind of fun working through that. But I like to think about where might be future travel destinations for me? And what would you like to do?
I think I would like to do some cruise with the children. I eventually would like to do another cruise. And the kids have never gone on a cruise, so I would like to experience that with them. And another
I'm just going to jump in. And, you know, the children are involved, right? I was looking for a place, but you're looking for who? So the children are involved in a cruise, which I think is wonderful. But I just want to throw that in. For you, it's that relationship. I was really more focused on a place, but that's okay. So what was the other thing that you were wanting to say?
Maybe the other place is to visit the Philippines again. That's kind of where, you know, I was raised for the early part of my life, and there's still extended family there. And we connect a lot through, you know, Facebook and share memories that way. But it's always nice to see each other face to face. And it's been a long time since 2005, but a way to maybe come back to my roots and see family.
Well, that would be wonderful. So one thing that I was looking at or thinking about is just that idea of a different locale, a different experience. And so for me, doing something as different as possible is really what attracts me. So things that are much different for me, I would enjoy things like maybe the Far East. That would be interesting for me. I've never visited that part of the world. Or Australia would be really cool, or maybe even a continent of Africa might be interested. I love animals, and I think doing a safari thing would be just a lot of fun. A lot of options, a lot of different stimulating ideas. So those are some places that I are any of those agreeable to you?
I like Australia. I've heard about, you know, that big opera house. So I would love to hear music from there, because I also enjoy music. And the other two may be interesting. I found that I enjoy sometimes just going to a resort and going there to do nothing. You know, there's lots to do always around the house, but if you go to a resort, you're away from that distraction and you can just kind of relax. And sometimes it's hard to get yourself to relax.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back. We'll be talking to Annette Stellhorn, the founder and president of Accent on Travel. We'll be right back.
It's easy for the markets to throw our retirement portfolio off kilter, but with a little guidance, we can get things back on track. Len is here to help. Give him a call today at 302-501-7711.
What will your retirement look like? Will your schedule be filled with things to keep you busy? Or will you be doing things you find truly meaningful and pursuing your life goals, hopes, and dreams? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help you make your retirement as amazing as you want it to be. Len's Maximizing Your Retirement Workbook will help you think through who you really are and want to become in retirement, and what activities give you fulfillment. To get a free copy of this workbook, call 302-501-7711. Our most precious resource is the one we don't get back, time. So make sure you are using yours wisely. This Maximizing Your Retirement Workbook can help you determine what's really important to you and show you how to align your money with those things in life that give you the most enjoyment. Get this free resource from Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. That's 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. It is my privilege to have with me Annette Stellhorn. Annette is the founder and president of Accent on Travel, and we're going to be talking about the very, very fun and exciting world of travel. Thank you so much for joining us, Annette.
Oh, my pleasure, Len. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to have a good time. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite pastimes, and one of the favorite pastimes of many of our listeners, I'm sure, is travel. Would you just tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about Accent on Travel, who do you serve, what kind of work you do? Just kind of give us the lowdown.
Sure. So, as you said, I'm the owner of Accent on Travel. We've been in business for 32 years. I started out in the business thinking I would be in it for a year. And 32 years later, just as passionate as the day after I started, which has been great. My husband and I are owners. We are headquartered in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. We also have an office in Wilmington, Delaware, and Towson, Maryland, which is where it all began 32 years ago. Over the 32 years, my husband and I, everybody always asks if I've traveled or not. We're over 132 countries into it and over 100 different cruise ships and about 140 different cruises under our belt. And that would include hosting. So I've hosted about 200 groups abroad, as well as being on international travel advisory boards, many of which meet on cruise ships because it's awfully convenient to charter their own ship for a meeting. And then my husband and I travel and have traveled with our children, traveled, taken our parents, and then traveled on our own. So quite a bit of our lives is the same passion you have, Len.
One thing that I think is helpful for folks to understand is that there are many options for traveling, right? There's a whole lot of
without question.
Right. Venues, different ways to get there. There's no shortage. What services do you provide to help people go through that maze? Because one of the things that I have found in many things in life is it's not the information that is necessary. It's how do you process that information to get to a decision. So help us understand that a little bit better.
Sure, Len, that's a great, great question. And it's really what we excel at doing is hearing from our clients what exactly their preferences are, their style of travel. For many people, if you read magazines or you look at marketing online, you might look at a Royal Caribbean or a Carnival Cruise website and everything looks luxurious. And then you turn around and you jump on a Regent Seven Seas website and everything looks luxurious. So what we do is really, with our knowledge, be able to explain and help our travelers with understanding the nuances and differences between the different products. And then based on what our travelers are telling us about their preferences, we can then determine, is luxury for them a Royal Caribbean cruise line? Is luxury for them Regent Seven Seas cruise line? Because we hear about their travel history, the questions we ask during our consultation, we want to find out what was their favorite travel experience to date. Who do they like to travel with? What do they like as far as interests? What is their activity level? Do you like to be with people? Do you not like to be with people? Do you like to discover unknown places? Or do you have a hit list, a wish list before I go? These are the 10 places I want to go. So the consultation is a mixture of educating and also learning the style of travel our clientele would prefer. And then we match the products to the style of travel that our clients are telling us would make the best vacation experience for them. And you cannot do that on a website and you cannot do that direct. You have to do it with a consultant, just like yourself.
That would be true, I would think, whether people want to go just by themselves or they want to be part of a group or they want to create their own group. Do
Correct.
Any of those dynamics change in how you handle
Well, they do change in one way. So if you're a solo traveler, the safety level goes a little bit higher. the simplicity level goes a little bit higher and the hand holding goes a little bit higher. If you're traveling with, say, your partner or a group of friends, then there's more compromise, right? Solo is going to do exactly what they want, and we'll fit that into a style. If you're traveling with a group, as you know, you try to choose a place for dinner, you have to ask so-and-so, and you have to ask them, and they have to ask their partner. So there's a little more compromise. So we are not just consulting at that point, but pretty much being the coach of taking the team through. If I'm working with someone who is, say, a group promoter, whether they own a wine store or they're a local chef or maybe the manager of an association that wants to travel or a club or the club manager, then they are sitting with me and we're trying to find out what the group's interest is and what the group's activity level is so that everyone that participates in the group is happy. So definitely different consultation depending upon who's traveling and obviously where they want to go. But who's traveling makes a big difference in the experience.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Len. I'm here with Annette Stellhorn, the president and founder of Accent on Travel. And we're talking about vacationing and traveling and just enjoying the whole idea of getting into this world. Annette, just a question about what is really trending. What's popular? You know, what are the hot? You know, not literally hot because some people like ski trips as well. But what's popular from the standpoint of travel and experiences?
Well, that's another great question, Len. And what we see traditionally over the last 20 to even 30 years is Italy will always be in the top five if you do any kind of survey of wish list destinations. And that will not and has not changed. I just got back from Italy for 3 weeks with two different groups, and everybody was thrilled to be there. I will say that we traditionally do two groups to Italy every year, minimally, and so that would always be there. Right now, we're looking at river cruising as being an extremely popular way to experience Europe, not just Europe, but Asia and Africa. And also the small ships. I find that people that become far more experienced travelers or savvy travelers will want to be with fewer people, but will want that great exploration that they've always dreamed of, or they want time away with family and friends, and they're going to get that on a small ship. So if I had to say small ship, river cruising, a lot more custom experiences are being found. Even though people enjoy the small group guided tours that we sell, and we support those programs very much so, even in our custom design group department, or to join up with someone abroad, whatever continent it might be, we find that. And then lastly, I would say the expedition. We call them expedition travel experiences, but if we were talking to someone over dinner, it would be more like wildlife. Antarctica, Galapagos, maybe go see the polar bears in Canada. People are looking at what they've missed so far in their life and where education has brought to life for them a specific destination, and now it's their goal to get there. And our job is, again, to pick the right product to make sure that what they come back with is far more than what they ever thought they would experience.
You know, it's interesting you put it that way, because I think what has happened in our world is that people, especially people who are of some means, have experienced so much. And I just think of children. They experience so much at a young age. And so there's relatively few things, or fewer and fewer things, that people haven't experienced. And it just seems like people are trying to fill in these gaps, like you say, and do something that's really, really different. And that just makes the travel experience, I think, much more exciting and much more invigorating.
It certainly does. And as I tell people locally, as we sit here in Rehoboth, if you came to Lewis for the day on a motor coach tour from one of the major cities, you would see Lewis and you would love it. But if you came here to spend the day with a good friend that lived in Lewis and they took you to their favorite restaurant and you walk the beach with them during a specific time when the horseshoe crabs are there or that we're counting the butterflies or counting the hawk migration, they're going to have a totally different experience. So we're there to mine for those goals in life and to enhance their vacation experience with that.
That sounds really exciting. So when are we leaving? When are we leaving that?
Oh, tomorrow, Len. Let's go.
That sounds great. Hey, Annette, tell our listeners, how can they connect with you, with your firm, if they have some questions? And I'm just going to say that I'm sure if someone has a general question, you'd say, call us whether you're interested in our services or not. But
sure.
Whether someone's interested in your services or not, how can they reach out to you and connect so they can get going on some plans or some thoughts they have.
Absolutely. The easiest way is by phone. For those of you that still use a phone, we keep all of our phones live here at Accent on Travel. So Monday through Friday from 9 to 5:30, you'll always have someone answering your phone call. You can reach us at 302-278-6100. That's 302-278-6100. We're also on the web at www.accentontravel.com, or you can drop an email at consulting@accentontravel.com. Once you do that, if you would like more than a general question answered, if you'd like to consult with us, we would be happy to make an appointment. We can do that virtually. You can make an appointment to come in and visit us in person, or we can do it over the phone.
We'll be right back in a short moment. You're listening to Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor at the Delaware Retiree Connection. We'll be right back.
Feel like life's got you on the back foot? A little help with financial positioning from a professional can go a long way to help you set up for the retirement you've been dreaming of. If you'd like some help, give Len a call at 302-501-7711.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial, LLC, and SEC Registered Advisory Firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back here at the Delaware Retiree Connection with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Annette Stellhorn, the president and founder of Accent on Travel, and we're talking about travel, interestingly enough. So Annette, what is it about travel that gets people excited? And why is that such a big item on many people's, we'll call it, bucket lists?
Well, I think we've spent a lifetime gathering what we would say is places we'd love to go, or places we've read about, places we've seen in the movies. And I think that's probably the number one push for travel. And then we also have our neighbor or our friend or our relative that either visited or lived abroad. And just in the description, it's like describing anything else. The description has pushed some buttons for us and we're just ready to go.
So there's always something that people want to experience. They always want to get something into their life. Let's talk a little bit about enriching our lives through travel. And explain what that might mean to your clients and how does that exactly happen with the travel experience?
Well, I think you noted it in the beginning as we discussed something about the effect it has on children, right? So enriching lives through travel, we all come back from a trip and we have a different feeling because of the education, because of speaking to people from a different culture, from the patience that's required, from being out of your comfort zone and all of a sudden into something else that is far more different than anything you experience. So you come back enriched with that experience, a little broader knowledge of the world, not just what you hear on radio or see on TV, but your own personal experience, and finding out that people are a little bit more alike everywhere in the world than you ever suspected. And I believe not just does it mentally feels good, but it emotionally feels good that we're connecting with a world. And the guests also get to enrich lives of the people they're visiting, where their financial support to places that may be tourism is their number one financial program. So that feels good too.
Another thing we should talk about is the connection that travelers share, particularly, you know, families and multi-generations, and how there's a little bit of a legacy. Have you experienced a lot of that in your professional experience?
Oh, without question. A couple of different ways. One is the multi-generational, because when you travel as a family, and this is what I say, if you're a grandparent, you take your grandchildren, you're giving them the bequest financial money now, and you're watching them spend it rather than leaving it to them and watching them spend it without you in the picture. So multi-generational family gatherings tend to have the biggest bang for their buck. Going out as a family can have that historical factor for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, a lifetime. The other connection that we see is people that in our community that may be new to the community or maybe have just started traveling, and they go on one of our hosted journeys with other people. And all of a sudden, they've become fast friends with another couple that they met. And I see them at the restaurants together, at the theater together, or at other of our travel presentations. All of a sudden, they're sitting together. And 2 years ago, they didn't know each other. And now they're best friends. So really, really great connections made through travel.
And I'm sure you have those same connections with your clients. So let me get some thoughts on that, some folks that you've done travel. And I would guess you do travel for them on a regular basis. And,
I do. I actually have quite a following of people that love to travel with us and my husband and I, because we host about 3 times a year, not just for our experience, but because, you know, we like people to be happy. It's our job when they're on vacation. We don't scoot off, you know, to our stateroom where you can find us, you know, I'll admit now, you can find us at the bar, you know, you'll find us in the restaurant, you'll find us practicing playing pickleball. You know, we have a lot of activities that we love in our life. And I also find that we have, when I go out, I will say that travel being my life, the majority of my best friends were previous travelers with us, still current travelers with us, but people I've known 20 and 30 years, and now I'm visiting them at their place in Florida or North Carolina, or when we go up to Maine, we'll see them. And so travel has truly become friends in travel, so to speak, for us.
And what about organizations or, you know, just groups of individuals that have common interests, you know, maybe fraternal organizations, that type of thing? What are some of the things that people gravitate toward to, you know, to just build relationships with others in the context of travel? What are some of the popular things that people do for that?
When it's a fraternity and we put it together a trip like that, that could be anywhere. A lot of fraternities and groups like that enjoy something, just as an example, an Oceania cruise into Europe for 7 or 10 days, where they're experiencing new culinary experiences together. I've even seen them watch football games on the TVs that they've put. And even on the smaller ships, they'll make an area where they can all watch their favorite team. You know, the Maryland Terrapins are playing, and there's the TV by the pool. we can do anything to any with any vehicle typically, but it's that camaraderie. And once you start a group traveling together, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So when I initially said we're going to host Journeys, and that was probably 15 years ago, we would do a trip every other year. Now my husband and I host three times a year, and our team also hosts. So we have travel advisors hosting about seven trips a year out of the Delaware area, all over the world. I'll be going to Antarctica, or I might be going to the Canadian Rockies. So there's always a group that then follows us, and they all know each other as well, and they're very welcoming to newcomers as well. So it makes for social, educational, cultural, and travel fulfills so much in our lives.
One thing that I've seen much more common of late, maybe last 10 years, I'll say, is the gals weekends and gals trips.
Girls getaways.
Girls getaways, absolutely, yep. What have you found really is something that the ladies are looking for?
Well, there's spa and shopping. So Canyon Ranch or on a cruise that offers that is always a great getaway. And we also find the river cruises now, even the Seven Nights, the Christmas markets that happen every year in Europe are fun getaways because you're all on a river cruise together, you're shopping, and you're going out and learning about gingerbread making and gingerbread houses and seeing Christmas ornaments being blown. Those are really, really fun things. They happen every year. And so we see a lot of girls gravitate to that, or even a dude ranch where maybe the husbands aren't interested, but the girls all want to go horseback riding. And then, of course, the Club Med experiences where you have all kinds of great experiences. And back in the day, Club Med was known as for a solo or couples fun, but now they have much more enriching programs. So that's what we're seeing in regard to the girls' getaways. They could be anything from 4 days to 7 days, typically.
You had mentioned Italy as one of the trips. What are some of the things that you see on the horizon? You had mentioned the river cruises, but give us a little sense of, on the trend and how groups that are looking to do something, you know, really a little different and, you know, maybe even build their membership or just, you know, give people real opportunity to connect. What could be something that they may be interested in? I'd like to, you know, throw out something to our listeners to give them something to dream about.
Sure. Well, Italy and groups, the first thing I'd think about is a villa stay where you can have up to 24 people in the villa and you can have a private chef come in for cooking classes or pizza making or just a very much Michelin star restaurant experience in your own villa. Every day you could go out for wine tastings and touring the countryside of Tuscany or Umbria or visiting some of the fabulous cities. So that would be a really great opportunity. River cruising on the Po and in the Venetian Lagoon is also great for groups. And it's a very unique and very different, not done by very many people, but truly an immersion of the Venetian experience. And not just, you know, you think of the Mass and walking around St. Mark's, but, you know, bike riding in Quiglia and spending the overnights on some of the islands in the Venetian Lagoon, which you very seldom get an opportunity to do, or taking some of the train rides through Europe, which are very unique and very different. And then we go all the way to the other side of or the south of Europe and maybe going to Egypt on a Nile River cruise or taking an African safari. I've taken up to 30 people on an African safari. It was an association group and they all wanted to do it. And who wants to travel to Africa alone? So they all went, and now they're going to Asia, and they're going on to Australia. So these are things that we can create depending upon what the culture of the group is, whether they really want to get into wildlife viewing, or is it wine and food, or do they want to mix? You know, do we want some of the city vibrancy, and then we want to see the wildlife, but then we want to go to the wine of South Africa, you know, the Cape Town experience, but safari and the wine experience. Those are what we do, or Australia with the penguins and the the wine and the city of Sydney. Those are really fun experiences for groups. And some of the things also on the horizon, the Vietnam Mekong River Cruise, very unique, very special, very immersive. A beautiful, beautiful location and fabulous people to work with.
Just one last question before we finish our segment here, Annette. I'd love to hear some success stories or maybe a single success story where a vacation experience was transforming in someone's life from a standpoint of relationship or connecting in some very meaningful way.
Well, I can speak from my own experience. I raised three sons, and one of them after college, as with many people, their children start separating away from the family for one reason or another, and we became estranged, and it was about a year and a half of no communication. And even though I tried, it was just not happening. And I come from a family with four brothers. So I know, you know, I understand what this can be like. And I kept trying and kept trying. And I sent out an email and said, you know, I have to be on this three-night cruise. I'm doing an event regarding it. I'll be doing some presentations and writings. And I know you don't really want to be with me, but I'm thinking maybe we should try. And he came to the airport, sat in the airplane seat next to me with, no kidding, Len, five books stacked on his lap and just stared at me and said, I'm not planning on speaking to you, but I'm here because you've asked me. And by the second night of the cruise, we were laughing, we were hugging, we were apologizing. We have traveled together with him and his wife and my husband and I at least once a year now and gone to the Galapagos, to Alaska. They come every Christmas, every Mother's Day, every Father's Day. It was transforming. It was transforming.
Well, that's just a great, great story and a great way to finish our segment here. Annette Stellhorn, thank you so much for joining us here on the Delaware Retiree Connection. We'll be right back. You're listening to Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you.
It's easy for the markets to throw our retirement portfolio off kilter, but with a little guidance, we can get things back on track. Len is here to help. Give him a call today at 302-501-7711.
What will your retirement look like? Will your schedule be filled with things to keep you busy? Or will you be doing things you find truly meaningful and pursuing your life goals, hopes, and dreams? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help you make your retirement as amazing as you want it to be. Len's Maximizing Your Retirement Workbook will help you think through who you really are and want to become in retirement and what activities give you fulfillment. To get a free copy of this workbook, call 302-501-7711. Our most precious resource is the one we don't get back, time. So make sure you are using yours wisely. This Maximizing Your Retirement Workbook can help you determine what's really important to you and show you how to align your money with those things in life that give you the most enjoyment. Get this free resource from Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. That's 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. The firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking about travel and what an amazing experience travel can be and what a really fabulous source of connection between folks who travel together and, of course, the connection they can have meeting different people around the world in this very interesting and enjoyable pastime. The whole idea of bucket list became very popular over 10 years ago when Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman filmed that movie, The Bucket List. And that became sort of part of a vernacular. But I like to take that concept of bucket list and really expand it to really include things of life. And I'm talking about the terminology I use, life goals, hopes, and dreams. What does that include for folks? How does that come about? And how can people affect that? How can people make that their reality? And I always view that as a both dream, but something that's tied to a reality that we've had, something in our life that we've experienced, part of our identity, something about who we are. It could be our upbringing, it could be something we relate to. It could be something related to maybe our work. It could be something related to our belief system, our faith. So a number of things that can be, but when we look at life goals, hopes, and dreams, we look at who we are, we look at what are those things we have a passion for, and we connect who we are with those things that we have a passion for and those things that we call facets of life, whether it's those important things that include people in our lives, whether it includes certain pursuits we have, whether it includes things about our intellect, our different hobbies. And when we connect who we are with those passions related to the facets of life, we come with our life goals, hopes, and dreams. You can find a very helpful resource called Maximizing Your Retirement on the Dedicated Financial Services website. If you go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com and click on resources, you'll find the Maximizing Your Retirement, a workbook that can help you think about who you want to be in retirement. What are those things that gravitate, that things that you have interest? And when you combine who you are with what you have a passion for, you will come up with a concept we call your personhood. And from there, you look at what are those things you want to pursue. And then, of course, as a financial planner, I would be remiss in not talking about how you want to connect your financial resources with those things that are most important to you. So when you look at things you have on your bucket list that require financial resources, how are you set up or how do you plan to fund them? Now, of course, a number of folks that we work with, many of our listeners, just have just income coming in, whether it's pension, Social Security, maybe some investment income. It just comes in all the time. And it's for folks who are in that privileged place, it's just easy. You just continually do what it is you want to do with the resources you have available. However, for folks who are a little bit more strapped, maybe have a little less flexibility, it's always important to do a financial plan. And so when we talk about financial planning, I'm not going to get into the details or the weeds of it. Really what we want to do, we want to look at what is our income level and what are our expenses. And we like to break that out between the necessary expenses and the discretionary expenses. So if you say it a little bit differently, once we, when we have our income and we pay our necessary expenses, what is left for our discretionary? And if we have some discretionary funds, then we can spend them on a regular basis, or we can bunch up and save those funds. We can accumulate them for a more meaningful experience. Some other folks are in a place where they have to regularly tap into their assets because they just don't have enough income to cover their regular ongoing needs. If you're in that situation, it's very important to do a financial plan to, of course, budget those big expenses that you want to really enjoy, but also just make sure you have enough money to last your entire lifetime. When we do that, we need to be looking at two things. One, we need to be looking at income, and we also need to be looking at growth of portfolios. When we look at income, we're looking at potential income sources above and beyond our Social Security and our pension. And in those cases, we look at maybe setting up specific income vehicles that generate income on a regular ongoing basis. For folks who are a little more strapped on their asset base and are concerned about running out of money, for some folks who have a long life expectancy, income annuities might be a valuable, beneficial resource, a beneficial product. However, most people are more interested in looking at growth vehicles, whether it's stocks, bonds, sometimes growth annuities, maybe different limited partnerships, but some assets where a portfolio grows and then parts of that portfolio are cut off, taken out, sold off to meet the needs. But however you do your financial plan, whether it's an income generating strategy or a growth strategy where the assets grow and the portfolio gets larger and parts of it are sold off to meet the needs, it is very helpful, particularly if you have limited resources, to come up with a plan. Now, when plans are done, we have to look at the life expectancy of individuals, and we typically want to plan out 5 years or maybe a little bit longer than the expected length of time people will live. As a going-in proposition, I typically recommend mid-90s as a time frame to do an income plan. The reason for this is because we want to make sure that we don't run out of money. You know, maybe we'll live a little longer, maybe we'll live not as long as we expect, but we don't want to be in a situation where we outlive our assets. However, at the same time, we don't want to be saving, and then get to a point where we don't enjoy life as we go through the process. So when we have our income planning, as a financial advisor, I have to say one thing that is really changing in the financial world is the thoughtfulness and the strategic use of resources and how to engage with a financial advisor. There was a time, really not too long ago, where the only thing that was really considered from a financial professional was growing a portfolio or getting good investments. That has morphed and has changed into a financial advisor really being more involved in income planning and in the five components of financial planning, which include growing a portfolio, generating income, reducing taxes, mitigating risk, and leaving a legacy. So financial advisors got more involved in the financial planning process. However, I think there's something else going on in the financial planning services profession, and that I call the whole idea of relationship engagement. I, as a financial planner, I'm really a retiree advisor. In addition to the financial services we provide, I'm also a certified life coach. Why am I a certified life coach? Because I'd like to have skills and training and a better understanding how to connect with my clients in a very broad part of their lives so I can help them understand and help them build their life goals, hopes, and dreams. And when we can understand what we want people's money to accomplish for them, those very important life goals for them, we call that bringing money to life, that process of bringing money to life, we really determine how we can structure our clients' assets so that it means everything it can mean to them and help bring about those life goals, hopes, and dreams. So please, if you have any questions about financial planning, if you have any questions about how you can make your money be more meaningful to you, please reach out to us. Either go to our website, DelawareRetiree.com, or just feel free to give us a call at 302-501-7711. Again, that's 302-501-7711. I'd like to thank you for your time and listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. I'm Len, your Delaware Retiree Advisor. Looking forward to you joining us again next week.
Leonard P. Hajduchak is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services.